Hi from the heart of the Regent Park community.
We are your hosts. My name is Ishtiak and my co-host's name is
Kayum. Regular listeners to Catch the Flavor Youth Radio will know that we have a live studio audience.
On today's show, we're going to talk about the revitalization of Regent Park and the pros and cons. And to start off, Kayum will start with the cons.
Some of the cons are people are going to have to move. So they're going to have to move far away, and because of that, they might lose their job or like have a hard time reaching their place.
Which means that they're going to probably have to waste more money on bus, or they're going to have to buy more gas for their cars. So the
gas price is really high now, so it's going to be
very
difficult.
Tough.
And another one is about the youth. They're going to have to change high school, make new friends, and that's not always easy. It's pretty difficult.
Yeah, if you're in a new neighborhood and you don't know anybody, and you know, you're going to a new school, it's going to be very hard for you to make new friends.
And also, since people will have to move from Regent Park, in Regent Park, we all know that the rent is like pretty cheap, but like if you move from Regent, the monthly rent is going to be higher, and that's going to be a problem for the people.
And now I'm going to talk about some of the pros. One of the pros is in the revitalization, they'll be adding a Sobeys, which will probably be easier for other people who shop and do groceries, so they don't have to go far places.
Yeah, so they don't have to take their car or anything. They can just walk there, which is good for the environment.
And there will be less violence, so that means that there's going to be more security and, you know, a safer community, cleaner community for people to grow up in and enjoy.
They'll also attract more people to move to Regent Park. I mean, the new name is going to be Central Park. And, yeah, that's really a good thing.
I don't know if you've heard, Kayum, but there's a new police task force on the in Regent Park.
Oh yeah, I heard about them. There's going to be lots of cops in Regent Park and some other neighborhood.
Yeah, they're called TAVIS. They're called the Toronto Anti-Violence Intervention Strategy Rapid Response Team. Their main objective is to basically clean up the violence and the problems in Regent Park, and they won't be only patrolling Regent Park. They are patrolling another community in the northwest part of the city. They've already started since I think 2 weeks ago. In Thursday, one of the police officers came to my building and they knocked on my door and they gave me a pamphlet about the program and if I had any questions or anything. So what do you think about it? Do you think it'll help?
Yeah, I think it will really help. Since Regent Park is known as one of the worst neighborhoods in Toronto, and they're going to try to take the violence out of Regent Park. And yeah, it's really a good thing.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem with these police officers are they're not like as, you know, they're pretty rough, and you know, like they'll be patrolling a lot, and if they see you in groups, there'll be more suspicion. So we advise that, you know, you don't have to stay home or anything, but you should come out, you know, relax, and when you see an officer, if he asks you any questions, just, you know, talk to him normally, no problem.
When they ask you any questions, just don't put your hands in your pocket, because they'll think that you have something there. And a couple of days ago, I was with my friends, and the cops came. And they ask us questions, and we're just being normal and just left. So, yeah, you got to act normal. Don't run away from them. Just be friendly.
I personally think that maybe these people actually do some good in the neighborhood, like in my area, my building. It's not that very good, you know. There's, like, people staying out late, like, till, like, 2, 3 in the morning making noise and everything.
Yeah, and I mean, like, people are, like, peeing in the elevator, just making noises, yeah.
Yes.
Since the cops are going to be there, I'm pretty sure they're going to stop doing that, and so the people can sleep peacefully, and yeah, it's a good thing.
So does any of our audience members have any questions? Anybody?
Anyone? Come on.
One of our audience members has a question.
Manuel, you have a question.
Yeah, this is Bubble Africa here. This is a good topic, actually. First of all, the police had a press conference a couple of weeks ago, and one question was raised, where one person asked, you know, why do you guys pick on, you know, the poor people? Because, you know, if you go downtown, there's a lot more people there, where there's more crimes, especially in the clubs there, right? There's more crimes, but, you know, like just recently in Regent Park, well, the crime that happened where two guys got shot didn't really happen in Regent Park. It happened in River Street, you know, and the police used that incident to basically invade Regent Park, you know, because I don't think, you know, their presence here is going to solve any crimes, right? Because, you know, they basically walk here during the day, and then when they leave, you know, the crime is going to happen. But I don't know what's going on here. Tyrone is looking at me. I don't know what he's doing. But anyways, but that's my point, right? Like, they pick on the police, or they pick on the poor people, you know, and they use the incident that happened on River Street just so they can invade, you know, our community, which is wrong. You know, my question is, and you guys don't really have to answer this, why don't they put police officers all around, you know, the communities around Toronto? Why, you know, and just recently over the weekend, there's like 8 people who got shot and stabbed, you know, in Scarborough, downtown, all over the city. And there are no police task force in those communities, you know. But, you know, because poor people don't really say anything, and that's why the police and the city, that's why they pick on us, you know.
Well, yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, when I'm walking down the street or something, and you know, I see the police, they're only there for like a couple of minutes. They walk by, they notice, and then they're gone. But once they're gone, everything starts happening. You know, it's like people start coming out and they start doing bad things. I agree with you there. And the question you asked, yeah, I don't see why they can't put other task force in other areas. Why just Regent Park and the other area they put them in? So I don't see why not. Like, just because you know, Regent Park has a bad name doesn't mean it's always bad here. Like, I personally, yeah. I don't really, so far I haven't really seen Regent Park on, you know, CB24 or CBC News or anything that much. Like, if I go to CB24, I'm pretty much hearing, oh, in Scarborough a man got shot or stabbed, or in Markham region. Like, I don't really see where Regent Park, you know, why would they put it in Regent Park?
Yeah, I mean, you see, if you look at Regent Park, it's gonna be one of the worst neighborhood in Toronto, right? So whatever, since the media is like on us, right? So everyone's gonna know that Regent Park is a bad place, even though we have good stuff here, right? Like, this program here is a good thing, but like people like don't really see that, you know, and that's the problem. I mean, Scarborough is a huge place, and there's like bad things happening there every day. And on CP24, every day, whenever I turn the news on, I see people getting stabbed in Scarborough and everything, but like no cops really go there, you know. As much as things,
yeah, nothing's
Park.
Really being done there, and I don't really think anything's going to be really done here, not unless if they actually get something done. So, like, I don't see why they have to put the task force here too. Like,
yeah. I mean, if they're gonna do it, they should do it like all around Toronto, right? Shouldn't only be like one or two communities. Should be like everywhere. Downtown.
Yeah, like, why do they have to just, you know, isolate region? Like, why do they just put it in Regent Park and isolate everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's based on the media, so, yeah.
Yeah, and the media also has influence, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, like, they can change stuff around, stories around, you know, put them in their own way, or, you know, media also has its ways.
Yeah, I mean, Regent Park is really being targeted by everything. Yeah, we have one more question.
Yeah, this is Bubba Africa again. In terms of the redevelopment, you guys just touched on it a bit. But you know, for me, I'm a bit, you know, I'm on the fence right here with this topic, you know, because what I've been seeing is TCAC, Yeah, and I know you guys get their paychecks. You guys get your paychecks from them. So I'll try to be as neutral as I can. But you know what they're doing with the people. Basically, what they're doing, and they're not going to say this on their press release or anything. But basically, what they're doing is they're moving all of the immigrants and poor people out of the downtown core, right? So they're relocation, right? Because what they do is they tell you, you know, you only have like three or four choices. And these choices are, you know, in Scarborough, in like, the West End, you know, Victoria Park. It's nowhere close to downtown, you know? And you talk about them relocating families to new neighborhoods. Yeah, that is true that, you know, families going to suffer, you know, they're going to be, you know, when they move into a new neighborhood, they're going to feel, you know, isolated and they're going to feel lonely and stuff like that. That is true, you know. But I guess I'm going to give, you know, TCAC some good points, you know, with their redevelopment, with their relocations. What they're doing is they're going to take care of the moving cost. So if you find a place, they're gonna give you the money to buy that truck, right? And if you wanna reconnect your cable, your phone, or anything like that, they're gonna give you. And I'm not sure about this point, but they'll give you the money to like reconnect your utilities. So you know your phone, your TV, you know, and that's the good thing. But overall, you know, a lot of people look at the redevelopment and the relocation as being very negative, and especially moving all of the, like I said, moving all of the immigrants out of Regent, where you know where they're gonna just have one type of income, you know, and they talk about mixed income. There's actually gonna be less affordable housings in the new Regent. You know, they're gonna have more, you know. More market housing than affordable housing here, which doesn't make sense, and it's not going to be Regent Park. I'm very sure they're going to be changing the name to something else, but that's going to be the new reality in like 10 to 15 years. But yeah, it's a very big topic, and actually, just to do a little self-promotion or self-seamless promotion, the Regent Park Focus Youth Media Summer program, what we're doing this year is we have this theme of redevelopment, relocation. So we have like three or four groups where they have to come up with a story that has to do with the relocation, right? So they have to come up with that, and it's raining thunder outside, but, you know, it's safe inside here. But basically, these guys, they have to pick a topic or pick a story around the relocation, and they have to tell a story, you know, like, new families, you know, getting told to like get out of Regent Park, find a new place. So they have to come up with stories around that theme. But you know, it's a crazy topic, and I'll let you guys continue.
I think we have one more question from
Tanjim.
Tanjim.
Thanks for introducing me, guys. Well, I didn't have a question, I have a comment about the revitalization of Regent Park. And the thing is, the person before me said that we're not prioritized, right? But that's not really true. Because I moved once, and here's the thing for us. The new building off corner of Dundas and Sackville, the new building that they're building, we're going to have the first priority to move in there, right? The people who moved around that area, I have better priority than us. That means that they get the first option whether they like to move into the new buildings. So it's not really that bad that if you have to move, right? You can stay in Regent Park. You don't have to go into another neighborhood. You don't have to. It's an option. If you like to go, it's your choice. And they have a choice to, you have a choice to come back to Regent Park.
Yeah, it's just temporary until they finish building the buildings.
About the name, the reason they want to change the name is so people don't always think about it's Regent. Like, they don't want to leave the bad things, yeah. Right? They want to move on, and so do we, right? We want to move on and want to get a new neighborhood that's clean, secure. Yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah, thank you, Tanjim.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting topic, you know? Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah. So, like what Tanjim said was, you know, you have the choice to move back into Regent Park. It's totally up to you. It's just temporary until they finish building the building. Or, like, I'm going to be probably moving from my building in a couple of years. And
I think I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to move in, like, 1 year. One or 2 years. But then I can come back, right? And I'm pretty sure I will, because the Virginia Park is going to be more secured.
It's basically where we grew up. Yeah. So.
And we have good memories here, right?
Our friends.
Our friends and our family and everyone else here, right? And yeah, I guess that's an interesting topic, but.
All right, so that was good, guys. We're going to go for a break right now, and T-Bone's going to play a little track, and we'll be back with a different topic, all right? All right, welcome back to Catch the Flavor Radio here on CKLN 88.1. This is Baba Africa, you know, the voice of Regent Park Focus. The next topic we're going to talk about is the iPhone, which is actually coming to Canada July 12th. Which, you know, I'm very excited, and T-Bone right here is excited as well.
Am I?
Are you going to buy one, Tyrone?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of hype for it, but it looks like there's a cheap price, but I'm hearing a lot of controversy about this thing. What is this controversy? I see it everywhere on the news.
The controversy is to do with Rogers, which is the company that's going to be holding the iPhone in Canada here, so it's not going to be on Tellers, it's not going to be on any other company but Rogers Canada. And basically the problem is that Rogers wants to charge people a lot of money for their monthly plan, right? And what the rumors say is that Rogers wants to charge people about $100 a month for the iPhone. And that's the problem, because in the States, and I know a lot of, you know, I have a lot of friends in the States who has the iPhone, and basically what they're paying like $40 to $60 a month, right? And basically Apple is pissed, right? Because they don't want Rogers to charge people that much, and there's this there's this big problem, you know. And basically you know, Apple won't be selling their iPhones in the store. Like when you go to the Apple stores at the Eaton Center or anything like that, they're not gonna be selling the iPhones there.
It looks like they're gonna be selling it only at Rogers stores and Fido stores, from what I'm reading so far.
Yeah, so you know, even people made websites that condemn, you know, Rogers for doing this. You know, people are really upset because, you know, they want to get the iPhone. They love the iPhone. I love Apple, and you know, I love Apple product. You know, and Rogers basically want to take advantage of that, and they want to overcharge people, and that's the problem. You know, like I think you said this and I won't misquote you, but I think you said Rogers want to overcharge for the iPhone because they want people to they want to discourage people, you know, from buying that. They want people to buy their own phones, which are even cheaper, right? Like if you look at the monthly plans, if it's not an iPhone, it's so much cheaper than the, you know, the price for the iPhone, you know. Yeah. And you know, everybody's talking about this, you know. People in the States, you know, on Dig, you know, they're like, you know, and if you don't know what Dig is a website where users submit stories that other people would find interesting. So if you go on dig.com, that's digg.com, you'll see a lot of stories where users submit, you know, and they talk about it, they comment on it, you know, like stories that affect people. But this is where I got this story from. You know, I checked the Dig website, and they had people talking about it. They're really upset, you know, about this. And I just hope that, you know, Rogers, you know, changes their mind and give, you know, other people like cheaper prices. What do you think about it? What do you think?
I think so, because I wouldn't spend more than, you know, $70 on my phone bill.
Yeah, same here. You know, we're not made out of money, you know, like.
Sorry, my cell phone bill.
Yeah. You know, like for me, I like a $50 a month plan. You know, I'm happy with that.
Mine's is a bit more than that.
What?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, because, you know, because I don't talk on the phone a lot, you know, but, you know, I'm just going to wait and see what happens to Rogers and what their response is, you know.
Well, I think that's about most of the time we have.
Yeah,
that's just a quick rant about iPhones. We had to get it out. It's all over the place, all over the news.
Yeah, of course. So that's it for tonight. You know, turn back next week where we're going to have the TDSB, or not the TDSB, the Toronto Housing Company leaders, young persons. I don't know their names yet, but
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, they're gonna be talking about a different topic next week. You know, come back next week and they'll see what to talk about. So that's it for tonight. This is Babo Africa.
T-Bone.